Hi, my name is Tony. I am a Senior Program Manager with Microsoft Corporation, and I'm here to present to you a condensed overview of the West session titled Designing a Simplified Boot Experience with Modern Firmware. This session dealt with UEFI and explored the boot experiences that are possible with UEFI. Our goal with UEFI was to make a boot experience that is both fast, safe, in addition to being beautiful. And we believe that that will lead to a higher customer satisfaction and more opportunities for product differentiation. The boot experience today is delayed because of POST. It is susceptible to bootkit threats. It is also very clunky with lots of text and different function key options that are available at boot, oftentimes confusing the customer. There's no connection between the OS and the BIOS boot menus as of today, and as we all know, BIOS itself is rather antiquated, coming into existence around 1980. And then lastly, the limitations imposed by BIOS restricts it to disk sizes that are less than 2.2 terabytes. Microsoft feels that we can reimagine the boot experience. We feel that startup and shutdown is oftentimes performed by most users on a daily basis. And the startup experience is really how consumers judge the initial performance of a PC, and it sets the initial mood of their perception of a PC. And of course, the startup and shutdown processes are heavily dependent on firmware. Because of these dependencies, Microsoft believes that the new boot experience should be fast. It needs to be tailored, and as a result, it requires both OS and firmware innovation. With Windows 8, as you may have experienced if you've downloaded Windows 8 on your PC, there is now a faster and more seamless boot experience. It's what we call a hyper boot. It's a new boot process, which you can read more about on the MSDN Windows 8 blog, which utilizes a hyperfile to simplify and streamline the boot experience. It is enabled by default on all builds, and we believe that it will deliver considerable improvements across all systems, but more specifically, we feel that systems with SSDs will benefit the most, and post times will be reduced dramatically from what we are used to today. In addition to a fast boot experience with UEFI, the other goal that we have is to enable a seamless experience. And what we mean by seamless is an experience that when the customer turns on the PC, the number of mode switches that occur between the time that the PC is powered on and the Windows desktop appears is minimized, as well as the resolution changes. And we also really don't want any text to appear on the screen. Because of that, we have guidelines that suggest a size for an OEM logo image to be stored in firmware, and that firmware can then be displayed either during post and definitely during the boot loader phase when the boot manager is in the process of bringing up Windows. As you can see from the slide, the OEM logo can persist during post, it can persist during hyper resume, and once that hyper resume phase is complete, the OS will then display the desktop. And at that point, the user is aware that he or she can interact with a desktop at that point. The second part of this presentation, we were joined by Terry Chen from Phoenix, and I would encourage you to review their presentation and listen to their perspectives on how Phoenix Technologies really plans to innovate in this area. All of our partners are doing terrific work, and I'm very appreciative of Phoenix Technologies and Terry Chen for providing us that kind of a view on what they can do to innovate in this area. And Phoenix will also describe to you why a new boot experience is needed. And they echo our sentiment in the fact that the boot experience today is disjointed and is inconsistent. And Phoenix, and along with all of our other partners, are working with us to make a consistent and beautiful boot experience as well. To recap, native UEFI firmware is very critical to the success of Windows 8. Not only is it part of our certification requirements, we feel it also adds a lot of room for innovation and a lot of room to really redefine what the PC experience looks like and how customers interact with the PCs of all form factors, not only desktops, but also notebooks, tablets, slates, and so on. As with any project that an OEM undertakes when developing UEFI native firmware, it's really important that your projects and your products precede the actual launch of Windows 8. And because this is firmware we're talking about, it's really necessary that that you consider the impacts now, that you consider the changes from your Windows 7 deployments to Windows 8, and you know perhaps utilizing some features that partners such as Phoenix can provide will ensure a time to market that can meet your goals and your business objectives. So whether or not you choose UEFI Class 3 or a Class 2 system without CSM, the important things to remember are that the option ROMs that are on your system need to be UEFI capable. They need to be UEFI option ROMs. The availability of such of these on devices is a must. We encourage you to work with your IHV partners, with your vendors, with your own in-house teams, with your manufacturing lines to really move the tool sets and the products into this new paradigm. And the implication for the customers are that if you do choose to do Class 3, it would be a UEFI, it would be a Windows 8 UEFI system only. Some OEM customers may desire that. And also the impact for moving to UEFI is that DOS support would no longer exist, both in the test or the manufacturing areas. In closing, our goals should be mutual in the fact that we want to delight our customers. And we delight our customers both in the performance of the boot experience as well as the look and the feel of that boot experience. We encourage you to watch out for pitfalls when you decide to initialize certain system devices in the pre-OS environment. It's critical that you balance the need to initialize those devices with the time that it takes to post and to get to the desktop. And remember that Windows itself will re-enumerate and reinitialize devices once we assume control of the system after the bootloader. The form factor will also determine the best case scenarios for your boot experiences, both in terms of the input device selection and also where your Windows key is placed, as well as the use of the escape key to get into the firmware setup. Again, my name is Tony, and I'd like to thank you for your time, and please refer to the slide deck on the WES website for more details.